So the story doesn't have that many details about the paralyzed man or the four friends. So adding some details to the story, I started thinking about the paralyzed man. What was his life like? He probably wasn't able to stand on his own or stretch or get up and enjoy the scenery. He had to depend on other people to get him wherever he wanted to go. Likely he was, you know, felt isolated and had despair in his life. How do you think he felt when the four friends rushed in and grabbed his cot and headed out the door? Do you think they clued him in on where they were going, or do you think they just took off? And when they got there and couldn't get to Jesus, do you think he was relieved? We could just go home again, where it was safe, or do you think he was excited? So then they go up on the roof of the house and set him down and proceed, you know, tearing into the roof. And an interesting note on the roof, I looked into how their houses were built. They started with stone and stacked up a stone wall, one stone at a time, and they got up to the height they wanted, and they laid rough sycamore logs across the stones. And then they went and got brushwood and laid it across the sycamore logs and tied those on, and then they piled mud on top of there. Then they used a heavy roller and they packed the mud in to create a roof. Now mud doesn't shed water very well, so these roofs were leaky and they were often green in color because they dried their grain up there after harvest, so some of the seeds stayed there, and then it started raining again, so things sprouted. And so it was a pretty miserable roof by our standards. And so to get through the roof, they would have looked for the main beams of the roof and went between two of those. Went between two of those, would have pulled the brush apart and, you know, made an opening big enough for a cot. So branches and dirt would have apparently been dribbling down on the crowd in the house. So pretty disruptive, I guess. So that was interesting to me, that that was the roof they were trying to get through. So they had him up on the roof and made this hole, and they lowered him down to Jesus. So Jesus sees the man, the paralyzed man on his cot, and he sees probably a fearful man. He also knows his soul. He sees a man with a crippled soul, paralyzed by sin. He also looks up and sees the four men, you know, peering down through the hole they've made. And he notices that they have a faith that is bold and insistent and seemingly indifferent to social consequences. Wide-eyed with hope, they're like starving children pressing their noses against a store window, craving a morsel of mercy from Jesus. And Jesus was moved by what he saw. They had destroyed someone's property, interrupted Jesus while he was talking, and aggravated the people who were listening, most likely, just like a child would. But their childlike trust in Jesus' power to heal their paralyzed friend moved the Lord's tender heart. In Mark 10, verse 14 and 15, Jesus says, "Let the children come to me, don't stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children. Anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it." So what is it about children that Jesus likes? What the attitude that children have? Children are unpretentious. What you see is what you get. And children aren't afraid or too proud to ask for help. They have an excitement about living that brings joy to others. I, as an adult, find it pretty hard to ask for help. I hesitate because it is conceding weakness or need in my life. And as a middle-aged person, I'm pretty cynical about life and what happens. Children aren't like that, so it makes good sense to me that Jesus would use children for an example of how the kingdom of heaven should be. So, if we as adults want to attract people to the kingdom of God, we need to become, as a child, unpretentious, humble, excited about the life we're living. We should be willing to break social rules if needed, willing to follow Jesus without reserve. So that's all I have this morning. Let's kneel and pray. God, we're thankful that we can come to you and worship you. You're our Father, and we're thankful that we have freedom to worship you. Just bless this day and everything that happens here. Bless the Sunday school classes and our study of your word. Help us that we can apply your word to our lives as we go through this coming week and as we go through our lives. Help us to see the good in others and help us to be humble enough to ask for help and to, in everything we do, help us to bring honor and glory.